Let's welcome Jerry McGall.
Thank you, Dan.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell him I'm leaving different. Say, I'm not leaving the way I came in, neighbor. Amen. Say, I'm leaving better. You know, I always say it's not good to leave different if you leave worse. Praise God. It's good to leave better. I've never seen anybody come up in a healing line and leave worse than when they came in. So you've got nothing to lose, praise God. I've never seen anybody get worse. I've seen a lot of people get better when man said it was impossible because Jesus is still a healer today. How many believe it? Amen. Good to be with y'all. Good to see all my friends. Praise God. Hope to make some new ones. I see new faces. Jocelyn, she's like with me, you guys know, like 90% of the time. And she probably told me like 6 times before I left, tell him I love him. Tell him I'm busy with the kids at school and tell him I'm going to miss him. Yes, I got it. I got it. So Jocelyn sends her love. She wishes she could be here with us and enjoying all the good times we have. And we will have a good time. Amen. Everybody say Jesus is here. So we'll have miracles today because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. He's exactly who he was on the pages of this book. He is the same as he's always been. He's still doing the same things that he did 2,000 years ago. Praise God. He still opens blind eyes. He still opens deaf ears. He still causes lame legs to walk. He's still the healer. Praise God. I like that picture up there, healed. You know, it's kind of an old style. I don't know, I guess somewhere between the 40s and 60s, you know, that style of painting, and it pictures Jesus and, you know, referring back to things he did 2,000 years ago. But there's a scripture that I want to read. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Hebrews. I know, I still say turn. How many people still turn? Some of us do. Whatever device you use, be it scroll or phone or stone tablet. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13, praise God. Verse 8. Anybody know Hebrews 13:8? It says, Jesus Christ is the same. Everybody say the same.
Same.
Yesterday and today and forever. Everybody say today.
Today.
Aren't you glad that he's Jesus today?
Yes.
Aren't you glad that he's a healer today? October 2nd, 2016. Today, he's the miracle worker that he was when he healed the woman with the issue of blood. Today, he's the same Jesus that raised Lazarus from the dead. And like I always say, I don't know what you're facing today, but everybody here is at least 4 days ahead of Lazarus. Somebody say amen. You guys know amen? Amen. He's the same today. Everybody say he's the same. Let's turn to let's navigate to another scripture. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 24. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 24. Matthew's gospel account of Jesus, and this is a general account here that I want to read to you. Matthew chapter 4 verse 24 says, the news about him spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all who were ill, those suffering with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he healed them. Large crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis in Jerusalem and Judea and from beyond the Jordan. So you're talking large crowds of people, not just 5 or 10, but large crowds of people are following him with suffering from various diseases and pains. I just want to stop there for a minute, how it just said pains. You know, that's a pretty general thing. Aren't you glad that Jesus bore our pain? Amen? No matter what it's from. You know, some people, sometimes they get hung up. Well, the doctors don't know what's wrong with me. It doesn't matter what's wrong with you. Is it something that's not supposed to be there? Is your body malfunctioning in some way and not functioning the way it's supposed to function? Then Jesus died for it to be made right. Amen. You don't need to wait until they find out what it is. Who cares if they never find out what it is? Just release your faith in Jesus, who's the healer, praise God. Various diseases, various pains, it says. Matthew 10 says that when he sent out the disciples, he gave them authority to heal every kind of sickness and every kind of disease. I don't know what kind you have, but it falls under the category of every kind. Amen? And Jesus, hallelujah, in his name is authority to heal every kind. Everybody say every kind. The kind that are rare that almost nobody gets, and the kind that are common that almost everybody gets. Thank God the name of Jesus, hallelujah, is greater than every kind. The Bible says this, it says the news about him spread. We're here in Good News Church today. The news about him spread. Well, what kind of news spread about him? I guess it was the news that he was a healer, because that news caused them to bring the sick to Jesus. Amen? A few months ago, maybe 2 months ago it's been now, I was ministering in Des Moines, Iowa. My first time ministering out in Des Moines, and was ministering in a little Pentecostal church on a Sunday night. And then I was ministering with Jason Pfaff, who was here not long ago. Here with you, as you guys heard him speak. How many enjoyed it? It was on a Wednesday night. Praise God. So we were working together, and I preached in a Pentecostal church. And then we were going to do a meeting together in a senior center that he rented and arranged for us. And we alternated nights and did four nights there. So it's Sunday night, the last night of the meeting in the Pentecostal church I'm ministering in. And we're doing the healing line, and a woman comes up to the front to be prayed for. And she's being led by somebody. She's shuffling. She's having difficulty walking. This is just a couple months ago. Having difficulty walking. She gets to the front. I said, "What is it, sister? What can I pray with you about?" She had a stroke 4 months before the service. Paralysis down the side of her face. Short-term memory. It was difficult for her to speak. She couldn't really lift her legs right. Her sight was severely impaired. That's why somebody had to, between the legs and the eyes, somebody had to guide her up. And she had all kinds of problems. 4 months earlier, she had the stroke. But she saw on Facebook that there was a healing service happening at this church. And she had she'd been prayed for several times, she said. But she saw this flyer that somebody made, put it on Facebook. And she decided that she'd come and give it one more shot. You know, Jesus is the healer still. And the thing about the Bible is, I love that part of the story. And I want to spend a couple seconds there on that. That she had tried and she'd, stepped out. She'd had people prayed for. It didn't seem like there was any change. But you know, the Bible is a stubborn thing. Everybody say the Bible's stubborn. No matter what happens in your life, no matter what anybody says, no matter what circumstances come your way, it still says exactly what it's always said. You know, no matter how many times you've tried, no matter what's gone wrong, no matter, the Bible still says that by Jesus' stripes you're healed. Man, it's just stubborn that way. Praise God. The Bible still says that he's the healer. The Bible still says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. No matter what you've gone through up to this point, no matter what you've faced, no matter what disappointments you've had, and we've all had them, the Bible still says the same thing. Jesus is the healer. The Bible says he's the great physician, praise God. This woman, she had that story. She had been prayed for by several people. Didn't seem to get any better. She'd given up all hope. I mean, she was not only in a severe physical situation, but she was in deep despair. She had told Jocelyn afterwards that she was in a place that if she had the guts, she would have committed suicide. She just saw no hope in her life, so she was so devastated. She was pretty young. I would have guessed, late 40s, early 50s. And she was, devastated. But she decided she'd give it one more shot. She'd come to the service. So we prayed for her in the name of Jesus. Immediately, there was a change. She was able to lift her legs a little better. Her sight started to clear, and she picked out her foster dad, who had raised her as a girl. He was right there behind her on the front row. She didn't recognize him, and she says, "Wait, that's my dad. He's right there. I could see him now." So her eyes began to come clear. Her short-term memory, she said, she felt like there was clarity coming. Well, we knew God was doing something there. That was impossible for me to do that. Jesus had to do that. So I said, God's working in this woman's body. Now, we're switching venues. We're going to another place. I said, "Can you come tomorrow night?" She says, "I can't drive." So I said, "Who would take this woman and bring her to the service, across town tomorrow night?" Somebody, I'll do it. Somebody volunteered. So I said, "Good, bring her." So she comes the next night. She walks in. She's smiling. The paralysis is gone. Amen. She walks in, like I said, herself, marches down to the front. She says, "My vision's 100%. It's exactly what it was before I had the stroke." Amen. Hallelujah. She's, like I said, smiling. All kinds of, we didn't know that she went, that was a Sunday night I prayed for. Monday, she had a doctor's appointment. She went to the doctor. They tested her after the stroke at 95% nerve damage. They tested her again on Monday. She had 0.01% nerve damage. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I like that. I love that, man, because that's not just some person's particular opinion about some doctrine. That's science. Aren't you glad when science proves that Jesus is the healer? Amen. Hallelujah. There's a test, man. There's a chart. You can't argue with that. You go from 95% to 0.01%. Hallelujah. That's not even faith, man. Just look at the figures. That's math. Praise God. Amen. If you don't believe math, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Praise God. So, you know, so from 90, thank God, but you know, it's the foundation of the word. We believe the word more than those figures, but this is what happens. You put your faith in the unseen God and he can change the seen realm. Amen. See, that's the thing about God. He doesn't want to remain just in the seen, unseen realm. We reach into the unseen realm and open the door for him to come where he wants to be. He wants to be in the seen realm of your life. Praise God. Where you can see him, feel him. Hallelujah. Smell him. Whatever you need. Praise God. So, you know, she was scheduled to have stomach surgery. Because of nerve damage, canceled the stomach surgery. All the nerve damage was gone. So she goes Monday, stomach surgery canceled. Nothing's too hard for God. Amen? That was just since last time I was with you guys. But the thing I want to focus on here is the Bible says that the news about him spread. The news got to her. She saw that flyer. The news got to her that Jesus was a healer. And that was the news. That's Jesus right there. I couldn't do that. I take no credit for that. How many know Jesus did that? Have you heard the news about him? Have you heard that he's the healer? Somebody shout amen if you have. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the news is still the same. Everybody say the news is the same. I don't know what kind of report that you've gotten. I don't know how long you've dealt with something. I don't know what tragedies you've encountered, but the news is still the same. Jesus is still the same. Amen. This woman, she had to walk through some things. She could have made some decisions in her, you know, in her trials and in her walk. Several people have prayed for her. She didn't have to come that night. What if she didn't come that night? What if she had given up hope? What if she just, what if there wasn't just enough fire, enough spark in her to say, I'm going to go to one more service? What if she'd stayed home and just decided she wasn't going to believe the news? I want to encourage you, believe the news today. Amen. Believe the news that he's the healer, praise God. Just embrace it. The Bible says to come to him with the faith of a child. Just accept it. You know, when we were children, there was so many things we didn't understand how it worked. We didn't know about internal combustion engines. We just knew if we got in the car, mom would get us there. Amen? You don't need to understand everything. And man, a lot of people today, you don't know, how much do you know about how your car works? You just trust that it'll get you there. Why don't we put at least as much trust in God? Amen. The news is the same. The news about him spread. The news that he was the healer spread. We know that that was the news. See, it's not a side issue. It's not something that's just some obscure part of the existence of God that's to be delegated to, you know, just the absolute fringes of our existence. This was right at the core of who Jesus was and what he did. There was only two reasons the Bible tells us that people came to see Jesus was to hear and to be healed. They came to hear what he preached, but right up there, second next to it, they came to be healed. It was a part of his identity, a part of the very core of his ministry. Every representative that he sent out, he didn't just send them to go and preach the gospel. He sent them to heal the sick wherever they went, whatever city you enter, heal the sick therein. The news about Jesus was that he was a healer, and he's the same today. The news is still that he's a healer. The news is the same. And the news, part of the news about him must have been that it wasn't just for a few selected people. Man, this is one that'll try to sneak in. I don't care how long you've been. I don't care how long you've been a Christian, how long you've been, you know, believing this thing I'm talking about this morning. This might be new news to you this morning. This might be something you've never heard. Or you might be here and you've been knowing it for 20, 30, 40 years. You've been, you know, whatever the case. But this is one that'll, you know, that when you come up against a test and a trial, when you come up against something like this woman who we prayed for in Des Moines, the thought comes, yeah, it just must not be for you. Or just, you know, it's not, you're not qualified in some way. It's not for you this time. Have you ever been there? I've been there. I do this for a living. This is what I do. This is my job, to pray for the sick, you know. And you come up against something and the thought tries to come. I imagine the thought came to this woman, don't you think? She's been prayed for several times. I know it did. She told us it did. But the news is still the same. The report is still the same. He's everybody's healer. He's your healer. Everybody say, he's my healer. You just got to accept it. You just got to believe the news. The news about him spread. I just wanted to talk about the good news a little bit this morning. Amen. The good news about him, that he is the healer. You know, I share the story in bits and pieces, different parts of how the message of healing came to my family. And my dad, who was in the Marines, was wounded in Vietnam and has suffered from post-traumatic stress syndrome and different things like that. He was in a 3rd Marine Recon was the unit he was in. And they did reconnaissance. So they would go deep up into North Vietnam behind enemy lines, and they weren't supposed to engage the enemy, you know, like the infantry who goes out to engage the enemy. Their idea was to detect and then call in somebody else, call in artillery, call, you know, notify infantry so they could come in, somebody else to come and handle it. They would go out in 8-man teams, and they would go out and, you know, identify like division size enemy, you know, so they're going out. Well, that happened one day. If everything goes smooth, they don't get detected. But one day they went out, and there was some, you know, lead guys walking down this trail from a much larger unit, and they handled these two guys, and then the much larger unit was shortly behind them on the trail, and then they got in a firefight. 8 guys against, you know, these guys just kept on coming. They have what's called they had crew-served weapons. They had mortars. I mean, we're talking huge. 8 guys. And my dad's, they were getting low on ammo, and during the firefight, my dad was wounded. He said he looked up at the sky, and it was a clear day. It was daytime. As you know, I know I'm getting into a lot of many history geeks here. So, you know, if you know anything about Vietnam, you know, down south, they would only, you'd only at night, you know, the Viet Cong would come up. They were so far up north that these guys were moving freely. I mean, they're way up north, you know, and they're not even worried about seeing anybody. So it's daytime. So my dad looks at the sky, and it was a clear day, and he said, I guess this is the day I leave the earth. I mean, he was just positive that that was it. Some things happened, some miracles happened, and they just got out of that situation. But in the midst of it, he was wounded and got back from the war. And, you know, he got born again while he was still in the service, but he got back from the war. This ear, the doctors had told him eventually he would lose his hearing, and the Navy doctors, and he suffered from post-traumatic stress. He would wake up at night and have nightmares, but somehow the news got to him. Everybody say, the news got to him. He worked as a payphone repairman, which is funny. You know, that kind of went the way of the TV repairman and the shoe cobbler. You know, that job is extinct. So he worked as a payphone repairman in Cleveland, and he would drive around. And, you know, he stopped in a Christian bookstore, and he walked into this Christian bookstore, and he felt prompted to get these books by a guy he'd never heard of before named Kenneth Hagin. And if you know anything about Kenneth Hagin's ministry, he had these devotionals called Faith Food. And back in those days, they used to be separated by the seasons. Anybody remember that? When they were separated, spring, fall, you know. And my dad saw him. He grabbed a couple of them. He started to read it. And the news got to him. The Bible says they heard the news about Jesus. He heard the news that Jesus was a healer still. The news got to him, and he just decided to believe it, I guess, and he just started to read those books cover to cover. He didn't read them day by day, you know. He just devoured them, and just there's confessions in there and scriptures, and the news got to him that Jesus is the healer. He believed God healed his ear. My dad's 70. He's about to turn 71, and he hears out of that ear, still now at 71, that the doctors told him when he was 20 that he would be deaf. Amen. Celebrated his 20th birthday in Vietnam. Doctors said, you're going to lose your hearing. At 71, he's hearing great out of that ear. No hearing aid. Praise God. Amen. Aren't you glad Jesus is a healer still? Praise God. Now fast forward, you know. Much later in his life, I remember he had a struggle. This is going back maybe 10 years. And he had torn a rotator cuff. And I think it was his right side. His right rotator cuff. And went to the doctors, and they said, man, you know, they put him in therapy, and he went through the therapy, like the woman with the issue of blood, didn't get any better, only grew worse. You know, after a year of therapy, He's only worse. It hasn't helped him at all. They said, there's nothing else we could do. That thing's hanging on by a thread. You're going to need surgery. And it was a struggle. I remember I prayed for him several times in that year myself, and I knew he was standing himself. Throughout that year, he came forward in a couple services, laid hands on him, and just, you know, easy. Any time during that year, it would have been easy to say it's not working. It would have been easy to say, oh, I give up, right? I mean, easy. After that year, the doctor said, I'm sorry, you're going to need surgery. Somehow that clicked off something in my dad, you know, and he said, well, I have to consult my other physician. Praise God. Well, his other physician was Jesus, you know. Jesus, he'd been faithful to him in the past, and he just had to believe that he'd be faithful again. Amen. And he just went home, and he stood on the word. Like I said, that was 10 years ago. That shoulder's free from pain. I don't know what happened with a rotator cuff. It might still be hanging on by a thread, but it's working, and it's pain-free right now. Amen. The news got to him. Hallelujah. And he believed the news. Is this news getting to you this morning? The good news that Jesus is a healer, that nothing's too hard for him. Just a couple weeks ago, I'm ministering in Verona, Virginia. And my brother comes to the service because he lives about 2 hours away in Fredericksburg. My brother and my sister-in-law come to the service. Now, my brother's been struggling with a torn meniscus. It was in one of his knees, right or left. There's only two, so you know, one of them had a torn meniscus. He'd gotten several cortisone shots and, you know, and finally putting it off. And finally, the doctor said, no more cortisone shots. You need surgery. You know, they took the MRIs and read it. He says, all right, whatever. So before the surgery was supposed to happen, but he comes to the service in Verona, and we pray for him, and minister to him, and instantly all the pain left. And then, so he goes and he sits down. He said, but then he felt this warmth in his knee. Now, he just, you know, he didn't know what the warmth was, and he kind of had the wrong reaction to it. He said, man, now what's wrong? What stupid symptom is this? You know, now it's hot. You know, sure, the pain's gone, but now it's hot. And it's amazing how God could help with things. The pastor gets up at the end of the service, and he says, you know, I was in a service once, and my knees were prayed for. And he said, and all of a sudden, I felt this warmth in my knees. And it answered the question from my brother, you know. And he said, and God was working. And he said, and over a period of time, a few days after the service, he said, all the pain was gone. And my knees were healed. And he said, I haven't had problems with them since. That was over 20 years ago. So that encouraged my brother's faith. Amen. But you know, when I prayed for my brother, I was thinking about this legacy of healing in our family. And I said, Jason, you know, how God healed Dad's rotator cuff. I don't always get emotional with good news. I don't fall apart everywhere, just here, you know. So, amen. So I said, you know how God healed Dad's rotator cuff. That legacy of healing's continuing. I said, and in Jesus' name, He's going to heal your torn meniscus. So, anyways, we prayed for him, and that word from, which really was a word of knowledge, the pastor didn't even know it, that encouraged my brother for him to stand, you know. Well, a couple months go by, and his knee started to bother him a little bit again, so he said, that's it, I'm just going to get the surgery. So he went in, amen, they do the surgery, and the doctor comes out, my brother's still under, and he says, I must have made a mistake. There's no torn meniscus in his knee, praise God. And, you know, it was no mistake. And my sister-in-law said, wait, say that again. He said, well, I don't understand it. You know, it looked like it on the MRI, but it's not there. There's no torn meniscus. And my sister-in-law says, no, you know, we saw the MRI. You pointed to the rip in the meniscus and said, there it is. Well, they don't have an explanation. What are they going to say, you know? Well, how do you explain it? Those don't heal. They can't, you know, they just scrape off the part that's ripped. And so, well, it wasn't a torn meniscus. There was just a little bit of fluid in there and probably just residual things, you know, left over. So he's good. Amen. But see, the news got to my dad. And my dad stood on the word. And then we just continued to believe it, you know, just continued to believe the news. It's not that there hasn't been trials. Like I talked about my brother, how he, you know, it was a good year for him, a good year for my dad standing. Anytime, it's easy to just say, well, you know, it's anytime you could choose to believe your circumstances more than you could believe the news. Isn't that right? But the news still says the same thing. Everybody say the news is the same. It's always the same. On your best day, it's the same. On your worst day, it's the same. When you receive the greatest miracle of your life, it's the same. When you get the worst report of your life, it's the same. When you're walking through the worst struggle, it's the same. The news about him spread. The news about him is the same as it's always been. He's still the healer today. And he'll do exactly what he said he would do. Always, praise God. Always, thank you. He's the healer today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's just thank Him for it. Oh, Jesus. Lord, You're worthy. You're so good to us, Lord. Father, we thank You. Thank You, Father, that Jesus died for every person in this place. He paid for every person's healing. I don't care what it is, praise God. We thank You, Lord, that by Jesus' stripes we're healed. You know, there's a beautiful scripture. It's in James. And I love it. And it fits with so many other scriptures in the New Testament. And it eliminates so many lies that have come in just from people being carnally minded. And it's the scripture that, you know, it's after the early church reports of the book of Acts. It's after the Gospels, and it's instructions to the church that still stand today. And it's in the book of James, and it says, "Is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders of the church and have them pray. The prayer of faith will save the sick person. God will raise them up. They'll be forgiven of their sins, praise God." There's something I like about that scripture. It's talking to believers, and it says, "Is there any sick among you?" Any. There's nothing in that vocabulary to imply that there would be somebody that would be omitted for any reason. That there would be any exception. See, the devil will try to tell you, you're the exception. I heard one preacher say, you're not that special. Amen. A little bit of reverse psychology there. So, but you see, is there any sick among you? Any? Is that what the Bible says? Young or old? Newly born again or been born again for decades? You know, sometimes we get this idea, oh yeah, you know, new Christians, that, you know, God will just help them and He'll just move. I don't care if you've been saved for 99 years. The Bible says, is there any sick among you? Any? Any? That factors in every situation in this room. That factors in any situation that will ever be. Any combination, any mix of circumstances, for whatever cause, whatever reason. The people that did it to themselves because of bad decisions. Isn't that right? The people that deserve it. Are you hearing me this morning? The people that have heard and heard and heard and just, you know, haven't got on board with the healing message yet. Is there any sick among you? Any? The people that it was in their family history, and it was in this generation and that generation and that generation. Is there any sick among you? The people that the doctor said there's nothing that can be done. Amen. Is there any sick among you? The prayer of faith will save the sick person, the Bible says. Any. Well, any means you. Everybody say, that means me. I'm glad I got my stomping table here this morning. Praise God. Is there any sick among you? Everybody say, Jesus is here.